After the Abu Ghraib prison scandal broke a year ago, many began to question the way the U.S. treats its own prisoners in this country. Was the abuse of Iraqis, so graphically captured in the Abu Ghraib photos, simply an aberration? Or were such abuses part of U.S. prison culture? A year-long investigation beginning this week hopes to answer that question. The nonprofit Vera Institute is sponsoring the bipartisan Commission on Safety and Abuse in America's Prisons. We spoke with two members. Gloria Romero is a California state senator and a Democrat. William Sessions is a former FBI director and a Republican.
The topic is always with us because we always have prisoners. And prisoners, once they are in your control and custody, they need to be properly taken care of, and they need to be safe as they can be, and you need to be free of abuse or violence.
Senator Romero, you actually have looked at this issue quite a bit in California and held your own hearings there. In your experience, what is the problem in California? Is it too many people or not enough funding?
It's all of the above. We have unprecedented levels of violence, higher than any other state in the nation, with respect to our youth facilities. And in this commission, we will have an opportunity to speak not only of adult inmates, but youth wards as well. Our highest-ranking officials in the Department of Corrections indicated to our committee that they no longer feel that they are capable of providing for the health care needs of inmates. And this is mandated, of course, by the U.S. Constitution. We find cases of rape, and that is the biggest taboo. And finally, 95% of prisoners are eventually released. It ultimately is public safety to make sure that we have the types of rehabilitation and programming within the system so that once they are released, further victimization does not occur.
Let's get a sense of what you are likely to hear at this first set of hearings this week in Florida. I've seen the rundown of the witnesses. There are going to be former prisoners who will talk about being raped and harassed. You've got a lawyer involved in a sex slavery case inside a prison. And you're asking the public to come and listen as well. It sounds like potentially very gruesome listening here.
I think it will be beneficial because you will actually hear from these people. And I really don't know whether we're placing them under oath, but certainly they'll feel a responsibility to testify truthfully and candidly so that we can learn these things and see and, in a sense, pass judgment on what could have been done or should have been done.
Senator Romero?
Right, and I think the point of the hearing overall is not to sensationalize, but it is to bring the truth to light. And it's when we hear this type of testimony that we as Americans will respond. Public safety begins when it is brought to our attention. We want action on this.
One of the people who was an early director of the Bureau of Prisons was named Norman Carlson. But I remember when he talked about how you operate prison systems, he reminded us that prisoners are put there as punishment, not for punishment. And the distinction is you do not mistreat prisoners. You try to properly care for them.
Senator Romero, since you've been looking at this issue in California, what kinds of things have you discovered and heard about that goes on in California prisons?
I've been amazed. Many of the conditions resemble what one might think of as a third world country. I participated in the investigation of an inmate who was allowed to starve to death. And this was one of the most strange questions. How do you witness an inmate starving to death and nobody does anything? That has been amazing. We learned of simply sewer lines that had broken at San Quentin with excrement sliding down the prison walls with inmates inside. We learned about supposedly examination rooms and medical clinics where you don't even have a sink for the doctors to wash their hands. We learned of doctors using the same tongue depressor on inmate after inmate. And I believe much of the nation is interested in moving to correct what we know is wrong within the system.
So is it your opinion then that what you've been seeing is systematic abuse and not just a bad apple here and there?
I believe that the vast majority of our correctional officers in the system in California are good officers who want to do the right thing. But the issue becomes, are there means for protection when you have the whistleblowers who step forward? All too often, careers are ruined. That has to change.
I suspect that what will happen is we will have testimony about jail standards and about prison standards, and we will find across the country what states do and do not have jail standards for both operation and facility. And we're going to see those things that will tell us that the best systems are those that have standards that give guidance to the people who are responsible for the operation of it and the maintenance of it that they must maintain. And, of course, we all know that federal judges for many, many years have, in fact, overseen and almost operated or handled the day-to-day operations of federal prisons because of the failure to either properly fund them or to properly carry out the standards that are in place.
William Sessions, former FBI director, and Gloria Romero, a California state senator. Both are members of the Commission on Safety and Abuse in America's Prisons. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The commission holds its first public hearings Tuesday and Wednesday in Tampa, Florida. Members will suggest reforms early next year.